Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And we want to welcome all of you tonight. Tune in tonight. It's Tuesday night, and you have a little bit of a twist here. This is Jethro Smith, the founder of this Wild Psychics Gone Wild radio show. And tonight with me, I have one of the most phenomenal hostesses to be here with you, to have some fun, to go a little wild, to show a little bit of light onto your future. I have a lot of individuals already writing me, how do I get in? What do I do? To call us is 773-897-6461 is the quickest way. Those of you on iTunes can also get in through your computer. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Psychics Gone Wild, put our date in, put 992014, and it's going to come up with us on live, and you can listen to us and come in the chat room. We've got a lot of room in the chat room. And you know why you want to do this, because those of you who know Psychics Gone Wild, the reason we're wild is we're giving away free prizes, free readings, and a lot of fun. We do encourage that we have different people try in and come in to do this. What's the fun of this? I had a friend tell me today the funniest thing was, they go, Jethro, you guys are like Halloween. You've got candied apples and candy things and everything handed out over there. People just got to come in and have fun with it. A little scary like Halloween because they don't know you. But once we get to know you, we know you're all good, positive individuals, and the word psychic is a pleasant word. Well, I know you're all excited, and without much more ado, I want to bring in the wonderful, naturally born psychic medium who's able to make an instant connection with the guides and has shown through her spirit guides that she is able to do high, accurate, honest, compassionate readings. This is the phenomenal High Priestess of the Craft. She has 35 years of experience. She's magical, she's fun, and we've got her here. It's Mystic Haven. Mystic, how are you doing?
Hi, everybody, Alegria. I'm doing great. Hope everybody is doing well. I'm happy to be here tonight. I'm not usually on Tuesday nights, but this is wonderful.
We want to put our hats out. All of you guys that are tuning in tonight, the fans and followers of our Jan Buck Drake, you know tonight she's just not feeling up to the weather, and it happens. So we're all putting our positive light to make sure that Jan's back up and going.
Yeah.
Intuitive Chris also having a little bit of physical things going on there, and it happens. You know, when you're a system in this energy, you know, sometimes we do it. So me and Mystique got thrown in here with you guys and having a lot of fun. A lot of you guys on the phone tonight are going to have a blast. One thing I want to tease you guys about is I know you guys are not used to this off the different shows. I really love for you guys to just tell me basically your name. If you've got something you really want to do, do it. I do want you to have fun with it. But I had a big joke with you guys. I had a couple of you guys that called in asking me what flavor of cereal you're going to buy and stuff is fun. I will play along with it, but I do value this, and you want to get the good stuff. Think about this as you're getting to do it. I've got a lot of you guys writing in already on your emails, and we're going to have fun. This is the month of Psychics Gone Wild Goes to the Moon. So those of you keeping track, we went Psychics Gone Wild with the dogs, and last month we were able to save 37 strays and rescues in Florida alone within the Tampa area. We also had 16 cats and 3 birds, and also a horse found a home. So it's possible Psychics Gone Wild did a little more than just give you a fun reading. We want this time to talk about the moon. Do you believe the moon is female in its energy or male energy? We've had a lot of conflict. If you know the different countries, United States is very much in one belief while others are in another. We're not here to argue, but we're here to have fun. Mystique, why don't you start it out? This is the subject of all of it. What is it about that magic moon, and what do you feel about the moon and your own preference?
I have always felt that the moon was female energy. Well, to me anyway. The male was, or the sun was always male, and the moon was always female. And I just, I find it so wonderful to work with lunar magic, and just that lunar energy, like, you know, full moon, even new moon, you know, but full moon in particular. It's just a, it's almost like, you know, when you're out there underneath of those moonbeams and you just feel like, you know, you're just being caressed. To me, it's a very warm energy, you know what I mean, very caring energy. So that's why, you know, I personally like, you know, the female moon.
And let's talk about that, Mystique. A lot of us have kind of touched on it. They all tease me, and Dina. Dina just knows like she knows. And those of you know Dina Flanagan, we're all friends and family and love each other. We joked about this last week a lot, is that a lot of individuals would just, you know, there's no doubt. But I love what Mystique just said. A lot of ones do. And if you have studied up on the Celtic way or the other with the magic of the moon, it works very much no matter which way of it. You can set and do an energy or a positive intent utilizing the moon, which we know 90% of our body is water. And when the tides ruled is where the moon is also working, it can help you. So why? Let's say that we call it a male moon and we work with it, or a female moon, and it works. The most positive energy is, as those of you have been checking, we've got a harvest moon coming up, and we've got a few emails here already coming in, because those of you know, Mystique is, in her belief, she actually works with the craft of, I would say, magic and higher, what would you consider, what would you say your religion would be, Mystique?
Well, it's kind of like an eclectic. It's a combination of several different paths. I was raised, actually, in a very strict Christian home, believe it or not, and I graduated from a private Christian high school. But growing up, you know, I've always had these gifts. I've always had them because I was adopted, so I come from a very different line than the family I was raised by. You know, so just, you know, growing up and whatnot, magic was always a part of my life, you know, with the psychic mediumship, the same thing. And, you know, and my parents knew that. They knew that. They didn't really encourage it, but over the years I learned. And then once I got out of their house, you know, left home, I waited until then out of respect for them before really pursuing, you know, learning about the magical side of things and how all of this works. You know what I mean?
I love it, yeah.
It's really exciting. You've got the Christianity, and then you've got the earth religions, and there's several different ones, but I'm also schooled in, you know, the Kabbalah, even the Quran. I've studied the Quran, different religions. I'm also an ordained minister, you know, through, you know, learning about the different religions, and that actually has helped me. You know, when it comes to doing ceremonies, you know, I'm not biased toward any particular, you know, for any particular religious belief. I just feel, you know, you combine, you know, what works for you, just pull different things together, you know, shamanism and, you know, whatever you feel drawn to.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, we got a lot of you on the phones. Hang tight. Don't go wild. Just stay on those phones and hang in, because we're going to be getting to some of the calls and the fun part. Mystique was just telling us that you think about this. Now, as a person, I got to tell you, this really intrigues me, because of all the years of not only doing my own psychic readings, but when I'm looking for a reader. So you want to get with someone like Mystique who's going to be able to do this. One of the biggest things that we had a big joke here in Florida, where I live, and sometimes Arlington, Virginia. You guys know I come back and forth between it and Washington, D.C. is that we had individuals who were trying to read, and what would happen was, because of their older beliefs, it was hard for them to go, let's say, through the veil. They could not do mediumship work, because if you believe spiritually that the other side, you go to sleep and you wait for the higher being to come wake you up, how can you be talking to someone on the other side? Now, that is probably why, and Mystique is one of our phenomenal people that helps not only with missing children, with individuals, but she has a very strong gift of being able to speak to individuals who've passed. So, Mystique, were you able to do this right off, or did this take from the studies and the religion that you've studied?
No, this was just something I was born with. I mean, even when I was real little, like my daughter's age, she's four, even then, you know, I could see them, I could hear them, and, you know, communicate with them. And so I've had this my whole life. But over the years, you know, I have learned how to do that more efficiently. You know what I mean, to have a better understanding of how they are, because there's so many different kinds, you know, so, yeah. So.
It's excellent. I love that. And those of you know, and being born with the gift is something too. And this is something we've talked about. Me and Dean have had little disagreements and fun agreements. Is as a male born with the gift, for me, the energy started, and I always knew that we started with the red chakras, where Dina has always started with the purple and the crown. And we've had quite a bit of little conflict of energy with this. That I laugh because now you guys are getting to see a third individual here, which is, you know, which Mystique, and that's what we love her dearly. We were joking, those of you know, that we're going to be doing a Wednesday Wild One again and getting us together to do some gifts. Those of you keeping track, Blue Moon Treasures is our sponsor and is working with us. Tonight, we're going to give away a beautiful owl necklace that is a semi-precious stone, and it'll be the choice of Blue Moon Treasures of which one you get, but you need to go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in what really interests you of the different hosts and hostesses, because we're playing Psychics Gone Wild Monopoly. And those of you know what happens. We keep track, and those of you send in, and the one who takes the most of each state takes that state. So that's our winner and our votes in November. So for a good example, I'm just getting you guys to know the game because you guys love to play this. You put in, and you're in New Hampshire. You write down, I love Mystic Haven because she uses magic in a new way of religion that has everything involved, and she's not judgmental. That puts Mystique up for a vote. It also puts you in for a vote to win the big prizes. We've got some prizes coming up at Christmas that are going to be really big, and you want to put in for those. This month, we're giving away the necklaces, some readings. We've got some phenomenal music by Linda Irwin. We've got a lot of prizes. Because Halloween's coming next month, we will be giving away some candy, and it will be from thecandyclub.com. So those of you know that, you get a monthly prize. 3 pounds of candy will be sent to you. So let's hope you guys like sugar. So in October, we'll be getting that to you. Make sure you put in these prizes. We got a bunch of you guys asking, Jethro, what happened to the stamps? The stamps are still going out. Any of you who've gotten your newsletter, check. And let's, speaking of newsletter, before we go into this, just a minute, we got all you guys calling. You're going to get a few minutes with us to get a sample of who and what we are with readers. I want to talk here just a minute. Those of you tuning in to the newsletter, as your name is on the newsletter and you request or you're in there, that's what we do, is we send it out. You will be able to get certificates. You can get sometimes 30, 40, 50% off on a reading. Those of you who know, I mean, I've had a lot of you guys write me, Jethro, you're so much an hour. That's why you want to go into psychicsgonewild.com. Mystique, and we're going to tell them, Mystique's put it out of the bag. Mystique is doing a percent off, and she's agreed with her rate, which is already a little low. We get on Mystique. Mystique's more about helping the people than she is, and I understand, but she's a quality reader and has been giving a discount anyway. Mystique, tell everybody what you're going to be giving out as a discount if they want to get a reading with Mystique only this week.
Right, only this week. Normally, for I, at this time, I offer the one-hour phone consultation or a full detail email, okay, reading through email, okay? And you can ask, like your couple of questions, and I will give detail, you know, according to what is shown. Normally, the phone consultations are $60, but I am giving a discount for this week only, $40. This is for an hour. Now, sometimes it does go over an hour, and I don't charge extra for that because I would rather, you know, be able to really tune in and to help, you know, whoever it is that I am speaking with. So that is the special for this week. Yep. Now, next week I'm going to have a different one.
We got to write in. I got to tell you, Jethro, I love listening in. I'm so glad tonight. I'm so sorry to hear about Jan. My heart goes out to her. Please let her know that we're thinking of her here in Illinois. She is the best, and we love her dearly. I must know what my totem is, so I will be contacting her through Facebook to find out. That's fine. We love all of you guys. Those of you who tuned in tonight, me and Mystique are going to give you a wild, fun time. Remember to put in. Hang on just 1 second for our little commercial.
Hello. This is Simone talking to you. Everyone thinks I am over Miami, but most times I am right over Tampa, shining down on Blue Moon Treasures, one of my favorite metaphysical shops in all of your world. Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop, providing hand-blended healing oils, semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American products, jewelry, totems, curly and photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. How can you find this delightful place? Point your browser to www.jethrosmith.net and click on the Metaphysical Shop. They always have great specials at competitive prices with a very specialized, tailored, just for you line of products. Blue Moon Treasures happily sponsors Psychics Gone Wild, and you know what? September is Moon Month. So enjoy the topics and put in for your chance to win some great prizes from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. The question this month is, am I a boy or am I a girl? I'll never tell. See you tonight up in the sky.
I would love that. And all of you tuning in, that's beautiful. And those of you, make sure that you do get in for that contest, because at the end of the month here in September, we will give away a prize to whoever comes up with the best male or female answers and question with the moon. Let's get a hold of questions here. Let's grab a hold of those phones and let's see who all's ready to play. 702, it's Psychics Gone Wild with me, you, and Mystic 2. What do you want to do? 702?
Move. I want to move.
Oh, no. You want to move?
Yes, I want to move to another career. Because I'm tired of doing what I'm doing.
And is this Craig?
Yes, it is.
Good. It's good to hear from you, Craig. It's been a while. I haven't been on Tuesdays in a while, and it's good to hear from you. I'm glad to see you're still checking with us. We must be helping you there. I feel the career. I'm going to be a gentleman. Ladies first, what are you feeling, Mystique, about our wonderful Craig and his move in a career?
Feeling to be here. What steps have you been taking, honey?
What I've been taking?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Because Spirit is showing me on this one, the possibility, have you been considering going back to school? Because that's what's being shown.
Oh, I'm already in school right now.
Okay.
Went back. I just started 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay. And this is going to, this is to change your career completely?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Is this in the medical field?
Actually, no. It's a counseling, school counseling.
What is it?
School counseling.
School counseling? Okay. I'm seeing some medical stuff here. But you know what? That could also be a degree. Are you going for a doctorate at some point?
I already got my doctorate.
Okay. Well, that would make sense. All right. Well, just started back to school. Let's see here. All right. So you're not a counselor just at the moment, right? Let me see.
Not at the moment, yeah.
No, you got a lot of stuff going on around you there. My goodness. He does. He's got all this stuff swirling around him. Wow, you need to, like, put the brakes on some stuff here. There's some interference, too, I think, from people around you that are, I don't know if interference is the word I would use. There's too much input from others. You're listening too much to others, okay? And it's kind of pulling you from or distracting you, you know what I mean? If you can somehow kind of set some of that aside or just kind of keep it at bay, you'll be able to focus better. Because what you want to achieve, you will achieve. You will achieve it, not to worry. So just don't give up. Don't give up. But Spirit is showing here, I mean, you're on the right path. So I wouldn't, just don't let yourself get diverted at all. Okay? But some of this stuff that's like swirling around you, it's like, oh my gosh. Need to like put it at bay. Does that make sense?
Sort of. It sort of makes sense.
And I'm feeling Craig with you, and I feel like him too. He said it's sort of making sense. I think part of what, and I got to tease Craig. Craig has been with it. I think sometimes with you and the energy, I think that you have some people and friends on the other side, and I think that they're also, I think that they're why we're picking that up. And I'm not laughing at you. I think I did the same thing when I read Craig the first couple times through the phone. He's got, you're exactly what you said. There's a lot going on, and they're telling me that this shift and this move, when you said the word move, I feel that it's coming. coming here within a couple of months. It looks like you're going to be, I don't see it right away. I think that's part of what me and Mystique's also picking up with the stuff around. It's like cluttered energy or other things that are making this happen. And I think that it's set in motion to keep you, I feel like there's someone or something there that's trying to keep you the way things are. I feel like you have a person there that's trying to keep you the way they want you to be.
Okay.
It's a female energy that I get with that. Female energy. It's almost like, you know, they're afraid that to be left behind type of thing. So they don't want you to move forward. Don't let that deter you.
Okay.
You do what you're supposed to be doing in this life. What you feel led to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're on the right path. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
We thank you, Craig, for calling in. It's a little bit of a energy tonight, and I always tease with Craig. Craig is one of the few people that got in when we've had some wild stuff happen, and you always do. And we thank you, Craig, for being a fan of ours. And question, Craig, do you feel that if you had to give the moon a sex, would you say it's a boy or it's a girl, the moon?
What's going on?
If you had to give a sex to the moon, and energy-wise, you had to give it a male or a female energy, which would you say the moon was, male or female?
Female.
Okay. Thank you. We're keeping a little bit of statistics, so we've got it down to 98%. We've had, actually, in the time I've been doing it, I'll have to get with Linda and get the actual numbers. We are different hosts together, but we thank you, Craig, and we're going right along, grabbing those phones. We have all of you guys calling in. Remember, go to psychicsgunwall.com and put in for those prizes. Speaking of, I know we just had the harvest moon. Do you remember the old energy? I know, Mystique, this is, I think, I would say maybe a Wiccan. People are going, Jethro, I'm a Christian, but I did listen to it. I had a very light Wiccan teacher who taught me that, you know, the light is all around. If you sit down in a very strong harvest moon and you set and focus your energies under that moon, if the moon is at a point where you get it right over your left shoulder and you feel the energy, not only is the harvest moon bringing energy, but you can actually raise the intent for the year and you will see and feel your own future happen. Now, I have a lot of you teasing me going, Jethro, you should have been able to do that as a psychic. I am a psychic. It did enhance. But I'll tell you what would happen as a student. Every harvest moon, we would go out, set where it was a very calm place, out in nature, no lights. You can't have any street lights, city lights, any of that stuff. You have to go out where it's a very casual light, you know, only natural, the light that's of the moon. Set, make sure the moon's positioned at your left corner of you, which is your incoming. Then you sit, relax, and you will feel the coming year. You have to be able to read with your heart chakra. Remember, I'm always telling you psychics, this was some of the exercises that I did. Mystique, would you tell some of our new listeners and new readers that are learning, what is something that you might have used the harvest moon for to help you with your psychic ability?
Oh, let me see. Well, the harvest moon in particular, like you had said, it is one of the most powerful moons of the year. So when it comes to working with that particular moon, you know, if there's something specific that I am requesting, obviously, you know, that I will be doing, you know, I would do that. As far as with the psychic and mediumship, that is one of the things that I always, you know, I always ask, you know, to please, you know, keep that open, keep me, you know, open to what is shown, you know, so that I can help other people and make it clear. You know, these are clear messages, you know, to be a tool for the universe so that I can, you know, so that I can help, you know, other people as they need it. And especially right now, you know, we've got a lot of missing persons cases going on. So to me, that is very important, you know, that this energy be given, you know, so that these people can be found, you know, especially children.
So impressed with you, Mystique. You and Jan both are very gifted in this area, and it is a calling. I mean, with those of you who are tuning in, there's different types of psychics. Now, this is a very gifted psychic. This is also a very strenuous part of the psychic ability. You will see individuals who are what we call psychic detectives or those who are able to really pick up and do this have a switch or an involvement in energy. And what I love about Mystique, and I've seen with Jan, and we've had physical proof. For those of you who'd like to know a little documentation, get with us. We'll send it to you. Psychics Gone Wild, letting you know not only are they doing the work, but both ladies have individually been working in a couple of cases that we've got. And those of you who do know of some, we welcome you to send them to psychicsgonewild.com and let us know. We, you know, encourage it. Mystique, I know it's a very physical one, and through the years, I have had a lot of friends of mine tell me that they can feel the energy on when there's a case coming up, or when there's, like, let's say, a missing child. Can you tell in your energy when it's coming a little closer, and you know there's, like, you're going to have some, like, they come in cycles, am I correct?
And it's kind of funny the way it works, you know, because, you know, we can go for a certain amount of time where sometimes you may not pick up anything on somebody, but then there are other times where, you know, you can look at somebody's picture, and it's like, boom, right away. It's like an instant connection, instant, and things are shown. They are literally shown, and the best way to describe it is it's almost like a moving picture type of thing. It is a gift. You know, in some of these cases, though, you know, it's heartbreaking, goes on. But, you know, I'm just glad, you know, and I'm sure there's some other people out there, you know, that are able to do the same thing, you know, being glad that at least we can help in some way, you know, when it comes to the cases. But, yeah, it does tend to come in cycles because it is very draining. It can be very draining. But it's what we're called to do, you know, so.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and Mystique Haven. We're here putting on the wild writs while Chris, the intuitive, and Jan Bach-Drakey are mending and getting a little bit of their health back up. They will be back and having fun, so we're in a little wild here while they're away. 260, let's go. What do you know? 260. How are you, 260?
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. And you found us here on the Blog Talk Wildness of It All, and we welcome you. This is Jethro and Mystique, and you are?
I'm Trina.
Very good. I could feel a lot of energy around you. You've got, like, a little Mystique thing going on yourself here. It's like, and I'm like, okay, what's this energy? I'm feeling it. It's very cool. So you Mystiques decide to just mess with Jethro tonight, okay? Now I know that's up.
Yeah, I'm Trina. I'm pretty laid back, actually. But I just got just want to know about my future love life and if I'm ever gonna find somebody that's gonna love me here in the near future before the holidays.
Excellent. I would say yes. Yep. we both got spotted him at the same time. That was good. Go ahead. Sorry.
Jethro, you want to take go first, or do you want me to go first?
I'm sorry. And here we both got excited going at the same energy. We're both like little kids. You can tell we love our jobs, Trina. And sitting here with the energy,
oh, I can
agree.
Tell.
It's like I can feel this energy, and I feel this even before Halloween. If they're telling me that this mm-hmm. person's going to be in your life, it's coming real soon. I did see the light hair. I also saw a very positive energy. That's what I was, and I love you because you are laid back, but you could take a joke, and you were teasing along with me, and I felt the energy of your guides. You have a very beautiful, I keep seeing feathered guide. You have a very beautiful, I can feel him, just very strong flow come in guide with your totem there and the energy. And they said that this male is also a person that likes to enjoy being out in the, I feel like this person's going to go with you to like a fair, an event. It reminds me of September. It's what I loved about living in the Rocky Mountains, that this time of the year you have fairs and people get together and there's like, let's go to the pumpkin places. Let's go and see what the squash, let's go down and, you know, pick apples. And you're doing all those things, getting ready for the, you know, that's coming, you know, with the fall. And it's like, I feel mm-hmm. this person is one of those individuals. I feel like you're a little laid back like that too with who you're looking for. There's something you've prayed for. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your wish is what they're telling me.
Oh, good. Good.
But he has blonde hair. He has blonde hair. And he's tall. Well, everybody's tall to me. Because I'm
still
short.
My child's tall. That 6'2"?
He's like 6'1" or so. So to me, that's tall. Mm-hmm. I'm only like
5'7". That's tall. I'm 5'7", so that's good.
Well, that's the perfect height for you then.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, I have to agree with Jethro on this. He has a very warm energy with him. Tremendously warm.
His,
very low-key, calm, you know.
Is he a
like
big
you.
Guy?
Huh?
Is he a big guy?
Big guy? Well, he, well, oh, big as in,
yeah, like.
Not like heavy overweight, no. I mean, he's built.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Strong. Nice guy, though.
Yeah.
Nice smile, great sense of humor. Yeah. This is somebody, you know, you will enjoy, really, really enjoy spending time with. Yeah.
Where will I meet him at?
Oh, where will you meet him? Let me see if that's shown. Sometimes it's just kind of, it's when you're not expecting. You know what I mean? A lot of times. And actually, that's usually the best time, when you're not looking. I have to agree with Jethro on this. It's going to be in the next couple of weeks. But I think it's just going to be like a chance type of encounter. And you just kind of start, you know, off. You may be actually with friends, because I see two other people there with you. Okay, but, yeah.
I didn't know if it was this. I just didn't know if it was this guy that I was went out with a week or so ago.
Say his name, because there's energy with him.
His name is Tim.
Tim?
Oh. Yeah, Tim.
Could be him. Is he pretty laid back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. He's we're both laughing. We both saw him. Yeah. 6'1", 6'2".
Very laid back.
I think we got a bingo,
two.
Trina. Yeah.
Is that him?
Yes, aren't you? And I feel that's why Mystique has went right around. I mean, she described everything with the energy. I'm feeling that with you, Trina. They're telling me that very much. They're telling me that this is why this relationship's even going into a situation that both of you are taking it the right way, cautious but right, to be able to be around each other. You know, I feel that's really good. We love you, Trina. Good luck with it. Please let us know back. I had someone write me back, and we've helped get marriages. We've also teased a girl who got into a relationship and realized that the person that she was supposed to be in the relationship was related to the gentleman. So in a roundabout way,
Lord.
We all help get him there. I know. I don't want to scare you, but it happens. Love is a little fickle. You know?
No, I'm not related to him in any way.
Oh, you little teaser. You just took him out just to date him. No more eating in the party. You will be good.
I was fine, though, so he was fine.
We love you, Trina. So. We got ahead, so thank you.
Love you, too. All right, y'all have a good night.
You too.
We're having a blast here. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We got other people teasing. They go, Jethro, what are you flirting on the things? Nobody's flirting. We're just talking. Every time they're getting honest again, Mystique. They're saying, Jethro and Mystique are being a little silly. I was looking in Facebook when I realized that they're on and they didn't tell me. We're on at 9 o'clock. You guys keep up with the program. Come on. What do you mean?
And I sent a thing out on my Facebook, so if you're not on my friends, you
wouldn't
have gotten a message. You know?
I know. They have to be psychic to find us. No, we put it out on Facebook, Twitter, Mama Mooma, every little... Any way we can throw it out there short of a Dixie cup and a string, and they even tried that. 864, come on in. It's Psychics Gone Wild. We want to joke and talk with you.
Hi, this is Sheila.
Sheila, welcome.
Thank you. And I believe the moon is male and female, by the way.
Oh, excellent. Oh, she got in right away. And I think that should be, Sheila, you definitely are put in as one of our top ones for the prize. I'm going to keep a track of your number. Go to psychicsgonewild.com, put in your name, Sheila, so I have a paper. You may win one of the big prizes with some necklace jewelry. We're going to give away a reading, $150 value reading, and you definitely want to come in for those contests. So, Sheila, I love that. Now, why do you feel they're both male and female? Can you tell us, Sheila?
Yes, because when the moon is waxing, good things and waning bad things, male and female, good and bad.
Well, that's true. That makes sense to me. I think it's only fair.
Yeah.
What could we help you with, Sheila? I'm so glad you called in tonight. I love your energy. You have a very beautiful maroon energy. You're just a very strong, grounded person with the right common sense. I love it.
Thank you. I have so much going on, as you can probably tell. I'm job hunting at the moment, and I'm trying to get my boyfriend back at the same time. I want both to happen, but what do you see in either?
Let me see. You got resumes out, right?
Yes, I have.
So I'm seeing a lot of papers here. Ooh. All right, they're showing two phone calls coming into you, two contacts.
Super.
Okay, and that'll be within the next 7 days is what Spirit is saying on this one. So calls, for interviews. I wouldn't worry. You'll have something by the end of the month.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, yeah, you'll have something by the end of the month. Now, as far as the boyfriend goes here.
I was told some lady pulled him away from me with some magic stuff. And threw stuff on me in the process. Hopefully I cleaned that up.
Well, in a situation like that, okay. Now, when I used to teach classes, when it came to love spells, people had a lot of questions about love spells, okay, especially the younger people, like, 18 and stuff. And I always tell them, and now keeping in mind, people don't always adhere to advice, okay? When it comes to love spells, first of all, it's never wise to direct a love spell at somebody, okay, because when they do that, especially if they're with somebody else, because a lot of times they'll do this and it's done on jealousy because they want that person even though they're with somebody else, that will usually tend to backfire. Okay, so as far as, if you feel that that is what has been done, I wouldn't worry about that because it will backfire, okay, which is unfortunate for the person casting it, but, you live and learn. You can do something to basically kind of remove, if you feel that she has cast something at you, you can remove that.
Yes, ma'am. I talked to Patty about maybe 3 weeks ago, and she told me to do something with some lemon and salt. And I did that. I did that. I don't know if this, did what it was supposed to do, but I did what she told me to do.
Right.
So my confusion is gone, I can tell you that much, because I was really confused.
Good.
But I know what I want now.
Okay. Well, once you, let me see, give this one some time, okay? Focus on getting the job first, okay? Let the universe intervene and handle the other aspect.
Okay.
Okay, because, fate will intervene. They always intervene, always.
Okay, it'd be nice if I get both at the same time.
Now, the second one's going to take a little bit of time because with the love spells, they have to work in their own time.
Okay, but don't true love overcome that sort of thing? If it's
yes and no.
Real? Yes and no. Okay.
Okay, so you have to let this run its course. And you'll see it. It will run its course. Don't worry about that. He'll be back.
Okay.
All right, but let it run its course. Don't worry about it. Okay, focus on what you need to do right now.
Okay, thank you.
Everything else, okay?
I will do that.
Okay. And if you have any questions, you can send me an email. I'll be more than happy to help you with that.
Okay. All right, super.
Thank you, Sheila. We love you. Continue to stay in there. And remember to put in tonight, psychicsgonewild.com. We'll be giving away a beautiful necklace and some other prizes throughout the time. If you put in, you never know. We also hang on and we do a lot of prize pulling around Christmas, so you could win a present there, too.
Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you so much. And you guys have a good night.
You too. We love you.
Thank you.
Going into Psychics Gone Wild. We just got a little wilder. A lot of you guys are trying to get in the room, and there's some pushing and shoving going on. Relax. It's 773-897-6461. I'll get you in for the fun. It's okay. We've got to really go into depth. I don't know what we've done, Mystique, but we've revved them, and now they're ready to play Psychics Gone Wild. They're telling me, I have two people writing me, Jethro, ask Mystique why my boyfriend has the most funniest thing that his aura keeps changing color. We have went to four different machines, and his color is different every time. I told him if he's a chameleon, there won't be a marriage. I'm not going to have a husband that I don't even know what's going on with him. He told me I'm a little silly and that I put too much weight into these aura machines. I told him these machines know what they're doing. Why is his color changing? Does he know who he really is in there? Am I messed up or is he messed up? Clarify for me, Mystique, why my boyfriend's chakra is a chameleon.
I don't mean to laugh. Well, yeah, I do, but no, I don't. Okay, when it comes to chakras, okay, people are under this impression that it's just strictly one color, okay? That is not the case. Chakra colors change all the time. We are in a constant, it's like almost like a liquid flow, okay? They change with our moods. They change with our thoughts. They change with our body temperature. So it's not at all unusual. So I don't feel there's anything, you know, that she needs to worry about. This is just a very normal thing. Everybody's colors change constantly, okay? Even when we're sleeping, we may be in that, you know, kind of like a surrounding blue because we are in more of a relaxed mode, but our brains are still going. Our subconscious is still going, so you still have color changes. So I wouldn't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with him. He's not freaky or, you know. Yeah.
I love it. So right, yes, we're both sitting here laughing because it's like, I love what you said. Now, those of you who are keeping track, we are talking about spiritual mates. Realize that when the gentleman is with you, that's a good thing. From years of reading relationships, I want you to know you want a boyfriend that does a little chameleon, because when a mate finds their spiritual soul mate or karmic mate, the aura will change. And I've been doing a lot of years of study and on this. So let's say you and Mr. So-and-so you're in love with has always been a green energy. He's a very compassionate, loving person with his heart and learns to teach and help others. So you and Mr. Green are walking along. Well, then all of a sudden you go out of the picture and he becomes a different energy. That actually, an aura is a good thing. This isn't like, the spiritual face. And it's just like Mystique said, because that means that when he's with you, he's blending with your energy. If he can't blend, that's when you have a problem. And I've worked with individuals. I can tell you in a crowd of 100 people, this person's going to be in a relationship, this person, just by the aura. So I loved your question. You had a very good question, and it makes me laugh sometimes. We had a person write us last week and ask, Mystique, you're going to love this. Their individual was working with them, and they were trying to reach the mediumship point of being able to talk with their uncle on the other side. Well, someone slammed the door. So they decided that their uncle was upset on the other side, and they decided that they didn't want to talk to him neither. So what they did is they had a person come over who they paid money, unfortunately, to put up this energy to shut the door on the side so that never again anyone from the other side could come through in any shape or form. The person did do this and was telling them that now they would never have to worry about another person on the other side. Long story short, a week later, someone else tells them something different. So you guys make sure when you guys are doing this, when you're going in a store and it's different energy, I'm not saying bad because I believe in the curing camera. I also have one that I utilize. I believe very much in the aura, you know, but I will tell you this from years of working stores, be careful when the person reads you with the camera, because a good example, me and Mystique are very honest people, but you will get someone who will just give you the mathematics. I mean, everybody's aura is a different energy, and let's say your aura's got a little bit of white tinge or something, and they're going, that's your guide there, and there's something happening. That also, like she said, it could be changing any moment. I'm not saying you're having a burp in your aura or you need to be, maybe pampered or gagged, but I'm saying that you're having things in your inner energy that are coming through. So just be very cautious. I had a person that was very excited and came to me in a fair, and they showed me this wonderful picture, and they were like, that's my so-and-so, this is that, and this is, and I said, who told you this? Because what had happened in the aura is they were having an emotional experience coming through their yellow, coming up through their energy, which meant they were going to be coming into some very much stress, and their aura was reacting. So needless needless to say, they were mad at me. Later, they come back and said, well, I had told her these names, and the woman who had done the picture said, oh, yes, that's who that is. Oh, yes, they just went along with them. So test your psychic. I'm just saying. We love all of you guys that are coming in. Come with it. 912, we want to play with you, 912. Or talk with you. Sorry, I didn't say that. We want to talk with you, 912.
We we'll
just
get
right
back,
out of
promise.
Disney. Welcome, 912.
Hello, this is Jamar.
My goodness, Jamar, what are you doing? I think I've read for you this week. I'm not going to be able to read for you. So we don't want to keep doing it.
I don't think we talked this week.
And when they talk to, you talked to Gary? Monday?
Yeah, that was Monday.
Yeah, I'm the guy who edits all these shows. What are you doing, man? Cool. We thank you for Jamar. We'll let you pass. We'll go right on with the other ones. We thank all of you guys. Please call in. We just don't want to read for you every week because it's not good for you, and it's not. Jamar's one of our people we want to get on. You're going to be on with a Blu-ray reading, too. So we do love you listening. We just can't read for you right now. 925, you're on live. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. 925, how are you? We would like to talk with you. Or have you had a reading this week, too?
No, not this week.
Great.
How are you?
Great.
Good here.
This is Renny. I had a question for my boyfriend. He has a job right now that completely consumes him, and it's really not in line with his soul. And he finally sent his resume over for a new job last night, which would be right up his alley, and I'm wondering if he's going to go ahead and get a new job and if there's a time frame for it. And his first name is Wes.
Hmm.
They're showing. I'm trying to
technical difficulties here. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, they're showing. Let me see here. And Spirit is saying he does need to make this change. He does. It's wearing him. Yeah, it's wearing him down physically. I'm seeing a lot of tired energy here. He's got some gray going on around him. And that to me, that represents he's tired. He's very tired.
Yes, he's exhausted. Completely consumed from this.
Right. They are showing a job change, yes. Mid-October is what I'm being told on this one here. Mid-October. And that he should make sure he follows up, like call them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They're going to be calling him. They will contact him about this. But Spirit is showing me, yes, a job change by mid-October. So, right in the center there, right? Like that middle week.
Okay. Well, his birthday is on the 15th of October, so that will be great timing.
Yeah, it would.
Will it be closer to home and pay more?
I don't know. That's not being shown. But it is being shown, he'll be much more relaxed. You know what I mean? Like, it's normal hours. It's normal hours, which we'll really like.
Basically, it will make him himself again?
Yes.
That would be great.
Yes.
So it's been 2.5 years you've been at this place, and we have been through a lot with this. He's been so stressed out and worn out, and I try to do hands-on healing on him when I'm around him and just kind of calm his energy and re-energize him a little bit, but there's only so much I can do when I'm competing with so much at his space of work.
Yeah. Well, what you can do, since tonight is, a full moon, if you go out and try and stand under that moon and just ask Luna to intervene. okay. to bring this so that it can bring him some peace. Okay? Or okay. even if he wants to do it, but if he can't do it, then you do it.
Okay, I will do.
Universe, you know.
Oh, that was a beautiful love energy.
Okay.
I just want him to have a job that's better for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad that this one is finally coming to an end.
Yeah.
I love women's honesty. Best job's coming to an end for everyone's safety involved.
Really, boy,
that's
going to
really
take a toll.
Yeah.
He's
going to end up in the hospital if he stays there.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, he's really stressed out. And it affects everybody. You know,
oh, yeah, his boss is leaving at the end of this month, and then he'll be by himself. And
right.
he already runs around like a chicken with his head cut off, so he's really stressed out
right.
that the boss is leaving.
Yeah, he's probably like, oh, I don't want to do this. No, no. Yeah. No, he'll be all
right. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We've gone a little wilder. We've got a little bit happening tonight. We've got a lot happening. You want to go in. You want to get in on the contest. Remember, Blue Moon Treasures tonight is giving away a beautiful owl necklace. It's a semi-precious stone. Those of you who can see it in Facebook, it's on our site there, the real Psychics Gone Wild room. And we are 2,500 strong. We welcome you guys to come in. Do remember that we are working with the fact that as we do these energies, we want to make sure you're getting the best of it. I've had a person tell me once, this is like leading the witness. So we don't want you to lead our witness. I don't know why they keep teasing me tonight on the legal. I think we've got a lot of Libras and fun people that are helping me. Got a lot of phone calls. Mystic Dawn, I got to tell you, this is so much Mystic Haven that we are together doing this. It's just been fun. We have Linda right in the room. She's having a blast. Linda took off her shoes, and Linda Irwin is in the room. I don't know if she's dancing, but she's sure having a good time, and Carlene's in there with her. So you guys tune in there. We're going to grab one more phone here and see what we can get. Maybe another reading in real quick. Got a lot of calls, and we want to thank all of you guys. If you don't get in and get a free reading over the phone, make sure you get in with us at psychicsgonewild.com. Most of us do it in a half an hour increments up to an hour, but I do know a lot of us will. If you get a hold of us and contact us, I had someone asking about maybe a few questions. I don't do email readings anymore, but I do know of the individuals who do. Get a hold of Psychics Gone Wild and ask some of the different ones who will. You can always send in a few of your questions, and they'll work out a deal with you. I had a person tell me that yesterday they had a very impending question. Please, Jethro. Well, I wrote with them, and I explained, catch one of the readers and help with this, because what we're doing is I do this, but you have to send me something to go on. I would love to be able to just sit and be able to say, okay, you're writing me on Facebook and you feel like, but I need to have your picture. And the person didn't have their Facebook picture or anything there. I went over to their site. So just a word of caution, make sure you guys do that, because I know like Mystique, and I know a couple other ones, all right, you know, write her and say, Mystique, I just have these things I've got to do. She'll work with you. You'll set up a time and then get in to get those questions answered. A lot of you guys write, and you guys are so much fun, Jethro. You make me laugh. Too many commercials tonight. Get to the reading. I'm down here. Can you see me? Oh, God. I do see you, and I got to tease you. You're a long way from the top of the pile. We got to go here. Sorry. 505, you're on top. Let's do Psychics Gone Wild. Are you ready to talk, 505?
Hi, my name's Angelina. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, Angelina. You got a cool name. You rock.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just calling to ask something that's been a burning question for me for a long time, is just why on earth am I here? And I would just like to ask guidance from Spirit as far as how I could best serve, and why am I on earth now?
Mm. Good question. We all go through that partner life. I'm going to take this one first. Normally I let the girls go first, but I really feel a strong energy with you. You're a good person. You've got some stuff going on there that's not really right, and that's causing you a little bit of hurt. I also feel like that you are going to do some things a little later on. I can tell you, being an ugly duckling, I was very an unattractive child. It was like odd. I don't say that you are, but I feel that you're going through being treated odd. I was treated very different, and I can tell you what really came out of it is I learned to really good thing. I didn't want nobody on me, what the people had done to me, I would never do to someone else. I feel you're a good, loving person. I also feel that's why you called in tonight. Psyche's Gone Wild. You have some abilities. You have a beautiful name. You have a strong energy. You're just right now dealing with odd individuals. You're dealing with some people who are not grown to the level to understand. I came from a little small country town, and most of the individuals there definitely didn't understand the word psychic, and a sensitive man, I took a lot of grief, you know, but I feel that with you, Angelina, and I feel that your purpose is you're going to be able to help others feel that energy and that sense. Haven't you noticed sometimes, Angelina, that you feel things that other people don't get?
Very, very, very much so, yes.
You're very much an empath, and you called it on the right night. You've probably got the two strongest, wildest people here tonight. You've got Crazy Jethro and Wild Mystique Haven, and it's like, oh my gosh. Mystique, help this wonderful person.
Oh, my gosh, yes, honey. Your purpose is wonderful. You don't see it, but we do, okay? Spirit is saying on this one, as I was listening, Spirit was saying on this one, what you need to do, don't be afraid to talk to your guide. Okay, don't be afraid to talk to them. That's what they're there for. They're there to help you, to guide you. Okay, these things that you've already been through, put them aside. They're behind you. Okay, it's all like put them, you know, visualize them in this little cement box and just sink them somewhere. Okay, it's done. Okay, what you need to do now is you see yourself, even in meditation. Okay, take some time for yourself, meditate. Okay, because the questions that you're seeking, they're going to be given to you. Now, I have to agree with Jethro on this one, as far as, like, with helping, because from what I was shown, I actually see you, it's like a helping type of environment, it's kind of like the medical field. It's the medical field, but it's not. It's more like a holistic, in the holistic field. You would be outstanding in that, because you are gifted. You have more gifts than you realize.
Oh, wow.
You realize that? Know that? Yes, you do. You have quite a few gifts.
Who's the cranky people, Angelina?
Of, you know, finding out what they are and then working with them. Look into the holistic field.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Holistic.
In the holistic field, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have felt very different for as far as I can remember. And vet tech was my allotted route that I had chosen, but I'm not so sure, and I'm afraid the holistic route might not support me financially, but I can understand where you guys are coming from, and opening up more to spirit and what it has to say.
Well, Angelina, how much money do you need? Most holistic people make about $150 an hour, anywhere from $75 to $100 an hour. What do you want to do? You going to live in Rome and come to France? Girl, you got some good taste.
Yeah. I mean, you could learn Reiki healing, honey, and you know what? That's one of your gifts.
Okay.
Healing within your hands. You have that gift. You have that ability. Okay? Not everybody does. But you can go. There are classes out there that are like 4 to 5 week classes, okay? And you come out of that with a degree or a certificate, one of the two, I forget. But a lot of these places, they do job placement.
Mm-hmm.
And they make more money an hour than most places do. So, yeah.
United Kingdom, they even promote, like we have Medicaid, they have a facility over there that they will pay for Crystal Key or Reiki, and you can have it in your system. They're also working with that towards Canada and other places. I know of a couple of people right now who are doing holistic hand of touch and other treatment, and they actually have a home-based business in Tampa, Florida, where they do this for a living, and they're giving money and assistance from outside agencies to see the individuals. So we love you. I hate to run with you, Angelina. Definitely contact us back. I got to give the prize away.
Thank
hope
you
helps
so
you.
Much, you beautiful souls, and I thank you. Much love.
Love you. We're grabbing onto the phones here. We're grabbing it out, and I have Chelsea Nelson in Denver. You are the winner, Chelsea. We want to thank you, and you will be getting that necklace in the mail. We got to add anything you want to tell everybody, Mystique, before they want us to go another half an hour. We can't, you guys. We have family. There's people looking at us that want to eat.
Just a reminder that I do have that special going on this week. It's a one-hour phone consultation with me for $40 instead of the $60. And also, if anybody is interested, send me an email. It's, you can find that on the Psychics Gone Wild site under Mystic Haven. My email address is there, spiritoflightreadings@hotmail.com. Find out how you can get a free reading with me, okay, on the phone. Unless you're overseas, then we'll do it through Skype or on Facebook. But on Facebook, I can be found at Spirit of Light Readings on Facebook or Dawn Mitchell Mystic Haven, one of the two, either one. So that's how I can be found.
We love all of you guys. Remember, till next week, stay wild. It's the best place to be. Psychics Gone Wild. We'll see you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Be ready.
And I'll